Welcome to the O Woman Podcast, where we discuss, oh, so many things related to women's sexuality, bodies, thoughts, and lives. We'll talk about everything from our relationships to our orgasms to our children and our ovaries. And we'll share outstanding experiences and ordinary ones. I'm Emma, and a big, open welcome to you. Thanks for joining me for the show today. This is episode 85 of the O Woman Podcast. We're slowly nearing the 100 mark, which will be really fun, really exciting. And today we're going to talk about talking sex in a new relationship. So talking about sex, talking about physical intimacy, your ideas for it, what you're comfortable with, etc., when you're starting a new relationship. Because a portion of a new relationship is just kind of going with the flow. But you always need to be open to talk about your past, your life, what you're okay with, what you're not okay with, so that you can start the relationship off on the right foot. In that you feel comfortable talking about what you need, and you feel comfortable asking for respect and making it clear the way you deserve to be treated, and letting your partner kind of get it a little bit just from that. I mean, they're going to be able to tell the way you physically handle yourself and the way your personality is, probably a lot about you, but it's also nice to be able to talk about what you need and what you think, and maybe some issues you have or things that bother you, that kind of thing. So there's a lot of different kind of subtopics I want to talk about today, but the first of which has to do with honesty. This is probably the biggest overall thing that is important when talking about sex in a new relationship. Talking about really anything in a new relationship is honesty. If there's something that you don't want to tell that person, just try to skip it. Don't tell them, as opposed to not telling them the truth. Speaking the truth when you're starting off in a new relationship, talking sex, talking other things, is going to set a really good precedent for the rest of the relationship. If you start off being dishonest or leaving out information that you think is going to actually be really important just because you're scared to share it, it's probably not going to be a good foundation for the rest of your relationship, because there's a chance you'll tell the person later, and that might change their opinion of, wait, why didn't she told me that in the beginning? Why wasn't that something she thought was worth telling me in the beginning if it's worth telling me now? So honesty is really the biggest thing. Every other aspect of talking sex, in your relationship really kind of stems from that. Is, are you willing to be honest and open? And a lot of that also has to do with, are you willing to be honest and open with yourself? You have to know what you want. I have a really great episode that's near the beginning of all the episodes I've done, which is learning how to ask for what you want. But in that, I say, first you have to know what you want. So be honest with yourself and with the other person. Another big thing to do when you're talking sex with your new relationship, and this could be, you know, with a new sexual partner, but I'm particularly kind of focusing a little bit more on in a new romantic relationship where you're figuring out where you stand with each other, you're interested in being exclusive, or you just decided that you are, you know, that this could be a good conversation to have when it's the conversation where you're talking about wanting to be exclusive. But a really good thing in most conversations, but particularly in one as sensitive as talking about sex with a new person, is to make sure you're taking turns in talking and alternating. If you're sharing a story about something that's happened to you or just the way you feel about something, make sure that the other person is sharing too. That doesn't mean they have to share to the same degree as you are. Perhaps they're not as open yet, they're not as comfortable, or perhaps they're more comfortable than you. But there needs to be some manner of give and take, sharing, openness, because that kind of gives you a little heads up about where they're feeling, you know, how they're feeling about the relationship. Maybe they're really nervous and they're excited, but there still needs to be some sort of disclosure that makes it obvious that they're in it. They're in it and they're excited about it, and they're willing to kind of, you know, let some of it hang out. Maybe not let it all hang out, but let some of it hang out. It's kind of a peace offering, really. You offer some information that's difficult to share, or maybe not the best information, or just awkward to talk about, and then they offer the same thing, and it ends up kind of bonding you, and the peace offering is accepted. So another thing that is really important when you're talking about sex in a new relationship is sharing your sexual histories and being open about your past. I'm not saying you need to share every single thing that happened to you, but if you've been hurt in the past, it would be nice to let that person know and in what way, so that they're aware that you have a sensitivity to that. I'm not saying you have to say that immediately, but it's really nice to give them kind of the heads up, especially if you think that hurt affects your everyday life, whether it's sex life or just relationship life. Another thing that's really important to be open about in this phase of the relationship is sharing your histories, and not necessarily in detail, like, I had sex with this person, then this person, then this person. A lot of people don't want to hear that, but they do want to get a ballpark of how many people you've been with, and they want to get a ballpark of the sorts of people you've been with, if they were people you dated, if they were people you slept with once or twice. Just because, not because that says anything about you, but because it gives you an idea of your sexual habits as far as, like, safety and stuff goes, too. So when you're explaining that about your partners, it would be nice to mention what your sexual practices have been, if you've been safe, if you've been protected, you know, during those. Because that, the other person has a right to say, have you been sexually safe? I think, you know, we should get STD tests, that I've done an episode about that. That's really important. And I don't think you should be offended if that other person says, hey, based on your past experiences, or not, just based on me feeling that way, I think we should, you know, go get STD tested. It would be unfair of them to say that just you should go. They should say, let's go together and each find out that we're, you know, we've been safe and we're going to be safe with each other. And it's a really good way to start the relationship off on the right foot. But this kind of is related to sharing your histories and being open about your past. One of my best friends' husband says, I don't want to hear this information. I don't want to hear the details. That's fine. A lot of people don't want to hear the details. A lot of people don't even want to hear the basic facts, but they still like to get an idea for the way you approach sexuality. So even if you're not going to give details, nitty gritty details, and even the facts about this and this and this, it'd be nice for them to know that you're willing to share your ideas about sex. So you could say, to me, sex is a really important moment, and it's only worth doing it with someone special. Or you say, to me, the best sex is doing it with someone special, but sometimes sex can be okay if it's social. You know, so it's just nice to share your feelings about it, so that when you go into this new emotional relationship, you have a good working idea of what their sexual ideas are, and they have a good idea of what your sexual ideas are. As you're entering into the relationship too, this kind of is related to if you're about to have sex with this new person, or if you haven't yet and you kind of wanted to figure out where you were with each other. A really great thing to talk about is kind of out of the gate, if it becomes a conversation, talk about the things that are good and bad about sexuality to you, or the good and bad things that you feel that have happened to you. And once again, you don't have to go in detail. You can say, oh, I've done this before and I didn't really like it. Or I haven't done that before. I don't know if I would like it. That seems like a little bit intense and I'd rather wait on that. Or just things like that, so that the person gets an idea of what is sort of a safe space for you, and what you feel is kind of something you should guard more, or something that you're more open about. You know, and this can be a conversation based on any aspect of sexuality. It could be based on, hey, do you like dirty talk or not? Because sometimes in the beginning of relationships, if somebody does something that's like really turns the other person off, they might not feel comfortable in the moment saying it. So it might be nice to mention it in advance. Just like, I generally, you know, I don't really care either way about dirty talk, or it kind of creeps me out. I can't really explain why, it just kind of does. You know, if you have really strong feelings about something. But do keep in mind that this is not the time to kind of set up be all end all facts about your sexuality, because when you're with different people, things change. So it probably wouldn't be a really good idea for you to say, I absolutely think this thing, or I absolutely think oral sex is disgusting. That's like an intense example. That's probably more likely to scare the person off than to let them know, like, you know, let them in to your life and let them understand how you feel. A better way to phrase that would be, oral sex has never been the best for me. Sometimes I feel uncomfortable. I don't know what to do. It freaks me out a little bit. It seems, you know, a little bit too personal or too gooey. So that's something that I'm unsure about. I'm not saying I wouldn't do it, but that needs to be a discussion in the future if it's that important to you. Just think about how you phrase things, because still this is a getting to know you period. It's a new relationship. You're trying to figure out how to share what you feel is good and bad during sex. And this is one of the the craziest aspects of new relationships to me is it's so filled with sexual minefields and you don't really know. You know that the bottom line is trust and respect and making sure that you're caring for each other, but that manifests in a lot of different ways for a lot of different people, and sometimes it's hard to know what the other person likes and what they don't like, or it's hard for them to know that about you. But if you do have specific things that you know you don't like, that you like absolutely would never do, or you would be offended if that was kind of pushed, mention it. It's unlikely that you probably have more than one or two of those things. And then if you have things that you do like, mention that. And make sure that if you're sharing things you don't like, things you do like, that you're going to kind of, you know, weight it on the side of the positives, the things that you do like. Because, of course, this is a new relationship. You don't want to seem like a stickler for, you know, following these sexual rules that you've laid out for yourself. Because just like new emotional relationships, new sexual relationships, they grow and they can change both partners. So if you're going to share things you don't like or you're not comfortable with, make sure you're sharing things that you do like. Even if it's some of the more cutesy stuff that you're thinking, oh, he might not like it that much. You know, you can say, I really love snuggling, you know, or I really love talking, and I really love, you know, touching your face. I really love touching your chest. I like giving you a massage. I like it when you do this. You know, make sure you're just throwing out some positives, whether or not they're big deal positives. It still just lightens the mood and makes everything feel happier and nicer and more approachable. It makes it seem like your sexual interaction between you and that person is going to be more approachable from both sides, both from their side and from your side. And then another big thing, like, you know, this is sort of the big finale, probably, of talking about sex in a new relationship, is actually kind of pinning down where you're going, what is going on with this relationship. You talk about just the physical aspects, this, this, and this, about what you do and don't like. But it's also probably a time when you're thinking about pinning down what the relationship is going to be. So this, maybe you're going to talk about, are we exclusive, are we not? But in the spirit of openness, I feel like this is kind of a time when I have tended to talk about that. You talk about a lot of physical things, whether you've been having sex for a while or not. You talk about a lot of emotional things because, you know, they're related. Of course, you can never really separate them out. But when you're talking about some of the more emotional stuff about the relationship, it's just the same stuff talking about the sexual things about the relationship, is making sure that it's a conversation. You're equally sharing how you feel. One person isn't walking all over the other person with their conversation and being too pushy, that you're asking each other questions. That's a big thing in any conversation, but particularly in a conversation that could be awkward or stressful or nerve-wracking, or you're freaked out about it, is you're kind of at a loss. Then it's a good time to ask, what do you think? How do you feel about blank? How do you feel about this? And that's also a great way to feel each other out, because sometimes you don't want to come right out and say, I think this and this and this. You want them to kind of throw out their idea, and you want them to ask you what you think. So it's a little bit more of a gradual reveal of the things that are best for you, instead of an in your face, this is who I am, this is what I want kind of thing. I tend to do that. I tend to say, this is how I feel, da 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 da, etc. This is how I feel in this way. And that works for some people. And it doesn't work for others. So this kind of first new relationship talking about sex conversation should definitely be based on your personality. If some of the stuff I said doesn't fit for you, don't do it. And if there's other things that you can think of that are going to work in addition to a lot of the stuff I said, do that. This is about following your intuition, following your gut, because the person you picked them intuitively, you picked them from your gut. So it's worth following your gut when you're interacting with them. My gut reaction is to share a lot of who I am, because I'm just such an open person, and to say, I hope you like this version of me. This is me. I hope you like me. If you don't, I understand, but, you know, you don't have to commit now, but I just want you to know this is who I am, and these aspects won't change. These might. So, you know, let me know how you feel about it. And that can be daunting and horrifying for some people, but it clearly wasn't a big deal for Jason. He was like, okay, I can do that. Sounds good. You know, it just depends on your personality and the other partner's personality. But still, all the things I mentioned about being honest, about taking turns when you're talking, about sharing your past, sharing what you like, what you don't like, what you're comfortable with, all of those things are necessary to some degree when you're talking about sex in a new relationship. So keep that in mind, and then from those main bullet points, kind of follow that path where it goes down your path of personality, so you can choose to share in the way that works for you and ask your partner to share in the way that works for them, and then see what kind of a great relationship blossoms from that. I love talking with you guys, as always. Thanks so much for listening to the O Woman Podcast. Happy Friday. I just want to remind you to check out the website, owomanpodcast.com, and you can comment on any of the posts or on any of the pages, the resource pages, or anything like that. You can email me, Emma@owomanpodcast, if you have ideas for a future show or you have a question or a criticism, any of those things. Check us out on Facebook, O Woman Podcast, and subscribe on iTunes, O Woman Podcast on iTunes. Please rate the episodes. That would be awesome. You just rate that by clicking on the stars. It's not very complicated. And make sure you check out episode archives. I mentioned that earlier. I mentioned a couple, some past episodes. So if you go to the tab episode archives, you'll see all other 84 episodes I've done. So you can cross-reference some of the stuff I'm saying and try to get a full circle understanding of what's going on here at the O Woman Podcast. Thanks again for listening, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.